Kristen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the statistics around home births versus hospital births in Australia?
Well, when you're comparing low-risk pregnancies, a birth at home has increased satisfaction for the mother. Generally, we see an increased rate in normal vaginal birth, reduction in instrumental births. So that's any interventions that include forceps or, episiotomies. And there's also studies have shown that the outcomes for baby are pretty comparable between home birth and hospital birth, but for the mother, they're better when birthing at home.
Now, are there factors where a home birth wouldn't be an appropriate option?
Yes. So if the mother doesn't feel safe birthing at home for whatever reason, definitely. So, we find a lot of people choose to have a home birth because it is where they feel safest. And generally, if you don't have any other complications, that is where the outcomes are better, because that allows the labour to progress naturally without interruption. There are some medical conditions that might stop someone from having a home birth, but generally, if you're consulting with a midwife and a GP who refers you, or if you've got an obstetrician as well, they may be able to manage those at home.
Now, some in the community say that home birthing is not safe, or not as safe as hospital birthing under most circumstances. What do you think of that sentiment?
Well, I think it's a really big misunderstanding that people have. The number one problem, the number one issue with that is that most people don't actually understand what home birth is. A lot of people assume that it is giving birth at home with no trained medical professionals in attendance, and that's not the case. So home birth is defined as having a midwife in attendance, and in Australia you need to have two midwives. So you're actually getting more attention from your care providers when giving birth at home, because they only have you to look after. They're not looking after six or more mothers in the maternity ward or the birthing suite at the same time. Usually I find that when I, discuss those points with people, it becomes clear that their understanding of home birth isn't accurate. And, there is a lot of fear around birth in general in our society these days, which is part of the problem, so that lots of people assume that something is going to go wrong. And birth is unpredictable, but there are, safety precautions taken with a home birth. So midwives have all the equipment on hand that they need to manage a hemorrhage or resuscitate the baby. And usually the mother is fairly close to a hospital if need be. So the risks definitely aren't as great as people think they are. And, bad things happen when people give birth at hospital too. Even with all that equipment and all those doctors around, you can still have a bad outcome. So it's really just about weighing up all the risks and, getting informed about your choices.
Is having a home birth covered by Medicare?
Yes, it is. So the Medicare rebate is available in Australia. So the price for a home birth midwife varies depending on where you are. But after the Medicare rebate, the cost becomes pretty comparable with what you would pay to have a private obstetrician in a private hospital. So it's definitely not more expensive than what most people assume. If you want the best standard of care, most people would say, I need to, go with a private hospital. But really, for a normal birth, and a normal uncomplicated pregnancy, you're getting better care from a home birth midwife.
Now, I understand that some doctors are refusing to give referrals to women to access a midwife in this circumstance. Why would that be?
We think that it comes down to that misinformation as well. A lot of GPs themselves don't really understand what home birth is, and some think that there's going to be some liability on them if they refer a woman to a private midwife and something goes wrong during the birth. They think that there's going to be insurance complications with them. But really, it's no different to them, you know, referring you to an ear, nose, throat specialist. You know, you see the GP for general health care, and when you need to see a specialist, they refer you on. So it's really about people's personal bias and their misunderstanding about what home birth is and what the actual risks are.
Now, you've spoken about some sort of misinformation and a lack of information out there for women. What access to information is currently out there for women and their families regarding home births, and what do you think needs to be done to improve things?
Well, I think one thing we're aiming to work on this year is developing some sort of information flyer that women can take to their GPs, and it's got all the sources, all the scientific journals with all the evidence that show that home birth is a very safe option. It's just about informing people. I think the more people talk about it, you know, I know personally when the first thing people ask when you're pregnant is which hospital are you birthing at? And when you say, I'm having this baby at home, the look on their face says it all. So just talking to people about it, making them aware. Our website has a lot of information. There's a lot of information on the internet. So homebirthaccess.org. It's not hard to find if you go looking for it. There's plenty of books as well, which talk about, you know, the history of home birth and how to manage the risks. And, women really need to take it on themselves to inform themselves, because if you're going through the public hospital system or the private hospital system, chances are you're not going to be told that home birth is an option. And a lot of people just get sent straight to the closest hospital for their pregnancy and birth care, when really there's other options out there. They just need to go looking for them.
Well, Kristen, thanks so much for sharing that information with us and joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you very much.